We have some closings and announcements to pass along due to the weather today. The Downs Senior Center is closed. Glen Elder, Beloit, Concord City, and Tipton Nutrition sites are closed today as well. The Beloit Call newspaper will not be delivered today. Hopefully come with Wednesday's newspapers due to the bad weather. Also, the City of Beloit office will close at noon today. Jewell County offices are closing at 12:30 today due to the weather conditions. This includes the Jewell County Courthouse, Health Department, and Noxious Weed Department. And also the Osborne County Courthouse is closed the rest of today and will be closed tomorrow as well. And the Chapman schools have already called off classes for Tuesday, so the Beloit-Chapman basketball games for Tuesday have been postponed to a later date.
Katy Country 94 weather.
For the latest on KU Athletics, tune into the Sports Ticket as the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us every Thursday morning at 9:30 on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com to talk everything Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow. A mix of rain and snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 36. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 34.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A winter storm warning remains in effect from 6 a.m. this morning until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Heavy snow is expected across all of our Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake listening area. Total snow accumulations mainly between 6 and 10 inches, except for Mitchell County, where slightly lower amounts are favored. North winds gusting as high as 35 to 45 miles per hour, starting mainly late this afternoon into tonight. Once again, that's from 6 a.m. this morning until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Travel could be very difficult. Widespread falling and eventually blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility to around half a mile at times, especially in open rural areas, creating near blizzard conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact especially the Monday evening and Tuesday morning commutes. Precipitation is expected to start as rain or sleet this morning, especially near and south of the Kansas border, but should change to snow within a few hours for most areas. Although much of the area will see moderate to heavy snow beginning this morning, the strongest winds and most likely time frame for possible near blizzard conditions will not occur until late this afternoon into tonight, when north winds increase and gust as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour. The majority of snow will fall today into this evening, but lingering lighter snow and strong winds will continue into tomorrow, Tuesday morning. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of emergency. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. Authorities are working to determine the cause of a fire at a grocery store in Dighton. According to a media release from the city of Dighton, K&J Foods was destroyed in a fire on Saturday. Firefighters battled the fire and warned residents that the northeast section of town was filling with the dangerous smoke. The Catholic Hall and the 4-H building were opened for residents to seek shelter to avoid breathing in the smoke. The fire chief urged residents on the northeast side of town to consider shutting off heating system that draw outside air in due to the heavy smoke from the fire. There were no injuries reported. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Sixth Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Osborne County Blood Drive is scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, January 9th. The blood drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Veterans Building in Osborne. They have very low appointments so far and are in need of all available donors to join them. Donors can sign up online, redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Mitchell County Rural Water District Number 2 annual meeting will be held in Hunter this Wednesday, January the 10th at 7 p.m. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
42-yard attempt from the middle of the field for Butker. Swings the right leg through, and this couldn't be more perfect. Chiefs have the lead at 13-12 with 49 seconds to go in the game. Gabbert goes to a knee, and the Chiefs' backup will end the game. Kansas City beats the Bolts. The Chiefs backups win 13-12.
We'll have more on the Chiefs and the NFL playoffs coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, some wrestling results from over the weekend, college hoops, and the college football playoff national championship is tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school wrestling on Saturday, the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton on the boys' side. Individually, Brogan Monty suffered his first loss of his career, but still finished in second place to 113 pounds for Beloit. Also at 157, Gannon McCoy of Smith Center was second place. Luke Franklin of Smith Center second at 190, and Eli Franklin finished second at 215. Dominic Kattenberg for Smith Center was third at 285. Fourth place finish for Kellen Elam of Beloit at 138, and Parker Hutchinson finished fourth at 150 for Smith Center. On the girls' side, individually, Chloe Padilla of Smith Center at 135 and Casey Harrisburg at 190, each finished in fourth place. The Ellsworth Invitational on Saturday, Osborne competing there. Grant Middleton finished in second place in the 215-pound class. Also a third-place finish for Caden Schultz of Osborne at 157. Gage Seifert finished in third at 190, and Kane Fry finished in fourth as well. You can find the full results from the meets in wrestling Saturday at nckssports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs finished out the regular season on Sunday afternoon with a 13-12 win over the Chargers in L.A. Chris Jones was one of a few big-name starters that played. He got a sack late in the third quarter to kick in a $1.25 million incentive for getting double-digit sacks for the season. The Chiefs' lone touchdown of the game came on a 97-yard fumble recovery for a score by Mike Edwards in the first quarter. Blaine Gabbert started at quarterback. He went 15 of 30 for 154 yards and interception passing. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the win.
I was proud of our young guys for the job that they did. Blaine Gabbert with the long runs. I mean, who would have thought that? P. Ryan, McCole, these guys, they did a nice job. The offensive line kind of makeshifted in there, and we were able to get some young guys reps. It was great to get Chris that sack, the one sack, and took him a little bit. He had, I think, 8 hurries getting there, so he really played a good game.
The Chiefs finished the regular season at 11-6, and they will host the Dolphins in the wildcard playoff on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. A late interception by Tua Tagovailoa gave the Bills a 21-14 win over the Dolphins. Buffalo wrapped up the AFC East Championship. As a 2-seed, they'll host the Steelers in the wildcard. Jaguars lost to the Titans and fell out of the playoffs, opening the door for the Texans, who beat the Colts to win the AFC South. Houston will host Cleveland in the wildcard round. In the NFC, the Cowboys wrapped up the NFC East with a big win over the Commanders, while the Eagles lost to the Giants. Packers also picked up a win to wrap up a wild card berth. Green Bay will be at 2-seed Dallas, and the NFC North champion Lions are the 3-seed hosting the Rams. The Buccaneers won the NFC South. They'll welcome the Eagles in the wild card on Monday night. 49ers in the NFC, Ravens in the AFC, the number one seeds. The full results from the weekend of the playoff schedule can be found at NFL.com.
10 seconds to play. Furphy has it at the top. Out to Harris. A lob to Dickinson. Deep catch. Juggles. Shoots. He scores! Kansas takes the lead. They get it in to Nelson. Across midcourt. Nelson for the win. No good! No good! And you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win.
In a hard-fought battle, the number two Kansas men opened the Big 12 season with an 83-81 win over TCU on Saturday afternoon at Allen Fieldhouse. KU's biggest first-half lead was 6 at 30-24, and the Horned Frogs actually took a lead late in the half before Kevin McCullough hit a jumper to give KU a 41-40 halftime lead. Game stayed close. The team's trading the lead in the second half with 57 seconds left. Hunter Dickinson took an elbow to the face from former Jayhawk Ernest Uday. A flagrant foul called. Dickinson made both free throws to tie the game at 79. DeJuan Harris gave KU the lead with a jumper with 43 seconds left. Micah Peavy tied the game for TCU with 26 seconds left, but Dickinson made the game winner that you heard moments ago. 3 seconds remaining, and a last-chance three from Jameer Nelson Jr. was missed for TCU. Dickinson finished with 30 points and 11 boards. KJ Adams added 18 and 10 rebounds. McCullough scored 16. KU coach Bill Self on what stood out from his team in the win.
It was a magnificent game. I mean, TCU played great. God, they got good players. It's a hard matchup with us, physically, athletically, depth, a lot of things like that, because they can throw 10 bodies at you, and we're trying to play four guys, you know. But we hung in there. Our ball handling was atrocious. That's the worst we've passed and handled the ball all year, I would think. And they had 16 steals because we just threw them the ball. Scored 22 points off of our turnovers. We feel fortunate that we won the game today, obviously, but we did do some good things, and we showed a lot of poise down the stretch.
KU now 13-1. They won their conference opener for the 33rd straight season. TCU dropped to 11-3 with the loss.
Perry gets it into Kaluma, dumps it down to the big man, McNair to Finister, Tyler for another three in the corner. It's good again! Tyler Perry with now 20 points and 5 threes.
Perry finished with 6 threes as he had a game-high 25 points and a dominant 77-52 conference opening win for K-State over UCF in Manhattan. K-State jumped down to a 12-0 lead. They never looked back. Arthur Kaluma scored 7 of K-State's first 14 points, and he finished with 14 total. K-State coach Jerome Tang liked his team's effort in the Big 12 opener.
Our guys were very focused, and that focus showed in how much we talked on defense out there, and then our defense turned into offense for us, and we made some shots too, right? Like when the ball goes through the hole, man, it makes the game a whole lot easier, a whole lot more fun for everybody.
K-State now 11-3, UCF dropped to 19-4. Elsewhere, Big 12 opener Saturday, number 3 Houston cruised to an 89-55 win over West Virginia. Number 11 Oklahoma beating Iowa State 71-63. Cincinnati picked up a 71-60 win at number 12 BYU. 18th ranked Baylor winning 75-70 in overtime at Oklahoma State. And Texas Tech won 78-67 at number 20 Texas. Sunday in the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State dropped to 8-7 overall, 0-2 in the conference, a 68-61 loss at Temple. Kenny Poto was the only double figure scorer with 14 points off the bench for the Shockers. In women's hoops, number 11 K-State used a 21-9 second quarter to create separation in a 72-56 win at UCF Saturday. Serena Sundell shot 10 of 14 from the floor, led K-State with 22 points. Jalen Glenn went 7 of 7 from the floor and had 16. K-State's now 15-1 overall, 3-0 in the Big 12. UCF fell to 9-4 and 0-3. Kansas fell to 0-3 in the Big 12, 7-7 overall with a 73-64 loss at Texas Tech. Holly Kerskeeter led the Jayhawks with 21 points in the loss. Texas Tech got 25 from Jasmine Shavers. They're now 13-3 and 2-1 in the Big 12. For a full recap of the Big 12 women's scores from the weekend, visit Big12Sports.com. Finally, in sports and college football, Sunday, South Dakota State finished a 15-0 season and won their second straight FCS championship with a 23-3 win over Montana in Frisco, Texas. The Jackrabbits moved their overall win streak to 29 games. Tonight, the FBS champion will be decided. One team will finish 15-0 as well. Number 1, Michigan takes on number 2, Washington in the college football playoff national championship game. Kickoff set for 6:30 on ESPN. For an in-depth preview, check out NCAA.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KU Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.